around the extra skin that we're going to cut off, and now we're just elevating and separating that extra skin from the underlying tissue that we're going to remove. Okay, so we've removed this extra strip of skin right here, and this was just extra heavy skin that was taking up space. Now that that's gone, we'll suture this right back to where it was, and this is going to look perfect. That's going to take 5-10 years off in a very natural way, very conservative. He'll be very happy with that. We're done with that side, David. We're going to go ahead to the other side.
Okay.
Upper blepharoplasty is one of the most common procedures performed in all of facial surgery. And that's going to get rid of all that heavy tissue that was hanging down. And I expect this is going to give him exactly what he wants, which is just a natural rejuvenation of the upper eyelids. Two more stitches to go, and then we'll finish up with the right.
Doing very well. Your heart rate went down from 90 to 80.
I don't feel anything when he's working. I don't feel any pressure. There's no pressure. It's really an amazing thing, though.
Anytime you operate on a doctor, there might be a little more pressure than operating on someone who's not in the medical profession. But the main differences are that with doctors, they tend to want to stay in control and oftentimes are very bad patients. It's just a known phenomenon, and it's something that we have to deal with Dr. Matlock. He did great during surgery, but I know he's going to want to get back to work earlier than I recommend.
It's an absolute pleasure.
All right, thank you.
All right, so I'll check up on you. You'll be around tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be at home.
I'll call you at home. If you need anything, you know, you got my cell.
I know, you just call
me anytime.
All right, I appreciate it. Good job. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure.
My surgery's over now, and Dr. Diamond said it went well, so I feel good. I feel relaxed.
I'll walk out.
Well,
no, we're not supposed to.
Legally, you're not supposed to.
But then I own a place, so who am I going to sue myself?
Well, in any event, let me at least wheel you on part of the way.
I don't want to wheel off part of the way. I want to walk out, head out.
No.
Come on.
Keep your head up.
Yeah.
Keep your head up. All right. Okay.